Welcome to another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine. And we're continuing the series, What Saith the Scriptures? And in the short study, and a very short study this time, we're looking at the Song of Solomon. The Song of Solomon, or the Canticles, or the Song of Songs as it is in Hebrew, is believed to be the first in order of time of the three works ascribed to Solomon, having been written in his early manhood. By the Jews it has always been held in high esteem as the Song of Songs. Though Solomon wrote 1,005 songs, as we are informed of in 1 Kings 4, verse 32, yet this, in their opinion, excels them all. Conflicting notions have been held by most commentators on its meaning. Unique among the books of the Scriptures, and unlike them all in its construction and language, it has always been the subject of much controversy among the critical. Is it a history, or an allegory, or both? By some it is believed to refer to the marriage of Solomon with the daughter of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, or with the Shulamite, a Jewish maiden. By others, that it is a divine allegory, symbolizing the union between Christ and his church. This latter interpretation is the one most generally adopted and is strengthened by the frequent use of the same imagery in the New Testament, where the relation between Christ and his people is likened to that of the bridegroom and his bride. John the Baptist declares, "He that hath the bride is the bridegroom." And Paul says, "I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ." John in the Revelation speaks along the same lines. And in the Old Testament prophetical writings, God declares himself to be an husband to his people. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. I trust you found these few short thoughts helpful, and to remind you that this is a podcast by the Wicketgate magazine. That's wicketgate.co.uk. Thanks for listening.